And this topic came up a couple of weeks ago when we made an observation about walking. So I thought we would do a full segment today called Walking Talk. Because we were wondering, as we were talking about our own gaits, do we walk like our fathers? Do you inherit your walking style from your dad? Because I had mentioned that I'll be walking behind a father and a son, and I'll notice that they walk just the same. So I looked this up, and the answer is, according to science, no, you don't inherit your father's gait, but you do inherit your father's body style, and the body style may lend itself towards a specific gait. So you don't actually inherit the way the arms swing, but you inherit the body that perhaps encourages the arms to swing that way, or the toes to point out, or the steps to be long, or the steps to be shorter. So that's the answer to that question. Do you guys feel like you walk like your dads?
I know that I walk like my dad. We used to, I mean, like, you could mistake our walks for each other. He was a little bit bigger than I was, but good Lord. I mean, we both walk like Bigfoot. All hunched over and hulking. And I want to change my walk. I want to change my gait, change my posture. Because I can't stand it. And I forget about it until someone shows me a video or something, and I'm in the background walking, and I go, God, I look like a caveman.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I walk like an animal?
Yeah, I've tried to change mine, too. I'm such a duck walker, you know, foot out, that I've, especially since knee surgery, I've made a better effort just to try to go, not necessarily toe in, but at least toe straight forward. But yeah, I walked exactly like my dad, and I've heard that people have laughed at, like, watching me walk down to a pond and fish with my kids, that we all walk alike. All three of the boys and me all walk alike.
Mm-hmm. Do your boys have duck feet too?
I guess so. Especially my middle child. I think we walk the most alike, and we probably look the most alike too. And yeah, his gait's almost exactly like mine.
Yeah, I've noticed my dad walks like I walk. And, you know, of course, you pick up a lot of mannerisms from your dad, a lot of it inherited or just observed, or the body dictates the mannerism or the motion. But it is really interesting to me how different everybody's walk is. And the thing I don't like about my walk that I've really tried to correct over the last 10 years is my posture. I feel like for my whole life I've walked like Pete Sampras, kind of shoulders curled forward and head down. Because in my mind, if you walk upright with your chin up and your shoulders back, you look arrogant.
Right.
That's what I've always thought. Well, I don't want to come across as arrogant, so I'm going to put my head down like I'm just minding my own business.
Uh-huh.
But you should walk with your shoulders back and your chin up and your posture straight, because the longer you let it go,
the worse it's going to get. You're going to get completely bent over.
Yes, and I told you guys the story I saw of the guy, and he may have also had a condition, but I think it was brought on by walking bent over for so long. But I saw his son get out of the car at a drugstore, walked around to the passenger seat, he opened the door, and the dad got out of the car, and the dad was bent at the waist, basically at a 90-degree angle, and that's how he walked. Now, he was 90, but that's how he walked. And so I asked somebody about that condition. They said, yeah, that starts by just having terrible posture over the years, and then you eventually get so hunched over that your body takes over and keeps forcing you that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to walk upright, but you can't win, because if I walked upright and everything, people go, look at Gordon, look how arrogant he is. You can tell right. By the way he walks how arrogant he is. And then when I walk all hunched over trying to make myself small where people don't notice me, look at him over there. He thinks he's too good for us. Don't want to interact with any of us, do you? Huh? Trying to hide because you don't want to interact with any of the common people.
That is why we can't let what other people think dictate our lives.
No, you can't.
Oh my gosh.
It almost is like you're, don't you always get the feeling too that you're almost like flexing if you walk correctly? You know, you're right. Going in, you're not just arrogant, but acting like you're like a badass or something, even mm-hmm. though all you're doing is trying to walk correctly.
That's right. So why can't we just all agree that everyone should just attempt to walk correctly? If they can, they should. And they don't need to have their ass handed to them about how arrogant they look.
Right. I remember as a kid, I used to work on my walk. Like, I would see the cool kids in class, or I would see Fonzie or whoever on TV, and I would try to walk like them. But I don't know if you can do that. I think your body is going to dictate a natural walk.
But I think we do imitate the mannerisms of our parents. Like, I don't think it's just your body type that forces you into that walk. I think that when I was a kid, I would consciously walk like my dad.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's where it started. I still find myself when I'm lounging around and I sit in some particular way or put my feet up in some particular way or the way I put my hand on the side of my face and push in my cheek while I'm doing it and chew on my inner lip. Like, all these are straight out of my dad's playbook.
Yeah.
And I'll catch myself all the time mimicking his behavior.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. And I think, for me, it wasn't a conscious decision that I'm going to rub my forehead like my dad did. And, you know, I picked up a lot of his mannerisms. I just think I saw it every day.
Right.
For 20 years that it just became part of me.
And it shows you how important those parent figures are to us.
Yes.
Because we look at them as how to act in the world.
Yep.
And it even goes down to that granular level of their mannerisms. And so we find ourselves, like, even in social situations, I'll find myself handling people the way I saw my dad handle people. Just even in the way he stands and rocks back on his feet or rocks forward on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll catch myself doing that.
My other influence for a walk was PGA Tour professionals. There's some sort of walk for the golfer. It's hard to define, but I remember when I was, I don't know, junior high, high school, I would try to walk almost like this glide that Ben Crenshaw used to walk with. I can't really describe the gait, but I tried to walk like that.
Yeah, they have a walk with a purpose when they leave the tee box and stroll down the fairway.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah.
I used to walk, speaking of athletes, if we were out in the yard playing touch football or tackle football, whatever it was, I would get up after carrying the ball and walk back to the huddle like Earl Campbell as best I could.
Oh, gosh, I loved doing that. Wasn't he the one, he would always walk like he was halfway injured and drained of life force.
Yes, like conserving every bit of energy loved for the next carry.
Loved it. I was obsessed with that, too. Another person I always used to try to walk like that for a long time was George Jefferson. Do you remember how Sherman Helmsley would walk when he was going through that doorway? He always swung his arms real wide, kind of back behind him. I used to love doing that walk.
Did you guys get a kick out of the Silly Walks bit on Monty Python?
Oh, my gosh. What a great bit that was.
The Ministry of Silly Walks.
It's an inefficient way of ambulating, that is.
Gordon's had some silly walks through the years.
Yeah, you're more obsessed with walks than just about anybody I know.
And I routinely get yelled at because I still do hitch in the giddy-up walk and all sorts of things that people find embarrassing. But I can't avoid the catnip of the fact that they're correcting me on my walk publicly. These are loved ones and family members. Because it makes them look like jerks.
Right.
Now, and technically, I'm the jerk, right? Because I'm imitating an affected walk.
Yes.
But they yell at me for doing it in public, but the public doesn't know that I don't normally walk that way. Therefore, it just looks like they're yelling at me
to walk normally.
I told you, that's a famous story of my childhood. I used to do that to my mom. We'd go to malls, and I would do the walk that, you know, looked like I maybe only had one leg and was fitted with an ill-fitting prosthetic or something, and I'd be walking, and she'd go, "Stop that! Walk normal!" And I'd look at her. I'd wait for people to be around when I'd do the walk. And she would, "Stop it, dude, walk normal." And I'd go, I'm trying.
Oh, that's so bad.
Did any adult ever admonish your mother?
They always gave her dirty looks.
Hey, lady, lay off the kid, would you?
He's trying. Come on. I'm trying, Mom. I'm trying to be as good as your other kids.
What a terrible play that is. No, make everybody feel bad in the mall.
Believe me, I'm the jerk in that situation, and I know that. I acknowledge it.
That's so wrong.
But it worked every time. It was my wishbone. whenever we'd go to the mall. She could not defend it.
That's awesome. You remember recently Corby talked about how he discovered his walk. I don't know if it was a recent discovery or if he just brought it to the air, but that he has one arm way out, and he has this real distinct gait. And it's a kind of a, it's a little bit of a caveman walk. He's a little hunched over.
Yeah, he's a little caveman-y too.
And one arm swings way out on every step.
Like he's a speed skater or something.
And I've got a buddy who one of my friends observed about this guy, who's a mutual friend. He says he walks without swinging his arms. His arms are perfectly straight down at his side.
That's weird. Romo used to do that. Romo always would walk back to the huddle with his arms pinned to his side.
Yeah.
He used to drive me crazy.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't swing his arms.
I think that's really strange. Yeah, and the weird step for a lot of people that gives them their unique walk, you know, like the left foot goes straight and then the right foot will just kind of go out a little bit and then come back in.
Yeah, swing wide.
Swing wide a little bit for whatever reason. And some people take really short steps. Some people take really long steps. And it doesn't always have to do with short legs or long legs. You know, some taller people that take short steps look funny to me. Shorter people that take long steps look funny to me.
I guess I'm more of a mid-stepper, but walking like a duck, the worst part about that is you will catch more corners of coffee tables or legs on a table or a chair. And man, if I've had so many just wheels off. Oh, my God, I can't believe I did that.
When did you start the duck walk, or were you always a duck walker?
I think I was always a duck walker, yeah.
And I guess think that's,
it was you that alerted me to that.
I can't believe no one had pointed that out before then, though.
Really. I mean, yeah. I can't remember. It was a training camp or something. You go, man, you walk really weird. I said, well, I don't know.
Well, I've always been fascinated with duck walkers because I never understood it. I'm not a natural duck walker.
And that's when your feet are pointed out.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't understand how someone could walk that way. Now, I don't know. It may be that people's bodies have grown that way. Like, I don't know what causes duck walk, but I'm assuming it's physiological, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just an affectation. So I was always fascinated with duck walkers. That's why I started asking you about it, George, is because I just didn't understand like why you could do that.
I think it's a sign of an elite athlete. I think that's what it is.
Well, and that was the other thing, is I always thought, well, no athlete can be a duck walker. But then, lo and behold, Michael Dak Prescott comes down the pike, and he's a duck walker.
Mm-hmm.
Dak is a huge duck walker.
I think Michael Johnson was, too.
He didn't run duck walked, did he? Nobody can run with a duck walk.
No.
Now, to set the world record in the 200-meter, you need a pretty efficient stride.
Could you imagine him with his duck feet out to the side trying to run?
So you're either duck-footed, straight-footed, or pigeon-toed. That's when your toes point in, right?
Right.
Do people... Yeah. Can you walk pigeon-toed?
Sure.
That seems like it's harder to balance than duck-toed.
I remember I was in a band with a guy who was pigeon-toed, at least on one foot. So like one foot turned in.
And one
didn't
turned
it seem
out
like a lot of basketball players, like in your high school, were pigeon-toed?
Well, there was...
Maybe, yeah.
Was Jordan
the taller
pigeon-toed?
Guys?
Huh. It seems like Jordan or one of those famous basketball players was pigeon-toed, and everybody started kind of affecting his walk.
Maybe that was it.
On the playground and stuff when they were playing basketball, they would like imitate the pigeon-toed walk of one of those fans. I thought it was Jordan, but can't remember.
Yeah, there's something to that. And yeah, George, you're right. There were more basketball players that seemed to be pigeon-toed in high school than football or baseball players.
Mm-hmm. And I remember trying to walk like that. I thought it'd make me a better basketball player.
So it's better athletically to be pigeon-toed, apparently. Actually, probably straight foot is preferable, and then pigeon-toed, and then duck-toed.
Well, I mentioned this last time we were talking about walking when the subject first came up. If you see a woman's, for example, and she has proper carriage, you know, carries herself in a way, she has a walk that has her shoulders back, she looks so much more attractive. You can take an extremely conventionally attractive woman give her bad posture, and she's got hunched shoulder and round back and all that. And she's not near as hot as a conventionally average-looking girl who carries her upper body, what I would say, properly.
Yeah.
With the shoulders rolled back, with the arch in the back.
I agree.
Sticking them out there.
I'm sorry, George. Your mic glitched for a second, I think.
Yeah, there was a glitch.
I think it has to do with height, too. I think it's easier for shorter people to walk tall because they want to project taller and have better posture. And I've known a lot of tall men and women who are self-conscious about being tall, so they hunch to make themselves smaller.
Right. Well, when you say easier, what did you mean by that?
Psychologically easier to make yourself walk that way.
Right. And I think that is the case, is like a lot of women who are self-conscious about their height, they start hunching over. And that's such a bad idea. You're going to look a lot better being a tall woman who stands properly, quote unquote, than you are being hunched over and trying to fool people that you're shorter than you are. But then all of a sudden you got, you know, you're... got the Hunchback of Notre Dame look going.
Right. All right, there it is. We did it. Walking Talk.
Did it.
It's 8:36 on the ticket. Coming up next, we visit with Vacation Santa.